Once upon a time, a soldier was walking way out in the country when he met an ugly old witch who stopped him under a big tree.
Young man, how would you like to make a fortune?
I don't like to work. Is it easy?
All you have to do is climb up into this tree and go down that hole in the side. At the bottom, you will find a tinderbox and a big heavy chest. On top of the chest, there sits a great, fierce dog with eyes as big as cartwheels. Now you take my cape here and set the dog on it, and then he won't bother you at all. Open the chest and take out all the gold you can carry. That will be your reward for bringing the tinderbox back to me. But whatever you do, don't forget the tinderbox.
That seemed easy enough, and so the soldier went into the hollow tree and filled his pockets and knapsack with gold and brought the tinderbox out to the witch. Why do you want this tinderbox so much?
I won't tell you.
You better tell me. I don't like witches.
Don't get fresh with me, young man, or I'll turn you into a toad.
Okay, you ask for it. And so he drew his sword, and so help me, he cut off her head. Now the soldier was a young man of means, so he went off to the city. He had heard about a beautiful princess who lived in a big copper castle and whose father and mother kept her a prisoner because they were afraid of an old prophecy that the beautiful princess would marry a common soldier. After a while, the soldier had spent all his money. One night he wanted a candle and remembered that there was a piece of one in the old tinderbox. He got it out and struck the flint to light it.
What is your bidding, master?
Say, aren't you the big dog who sat on the chest in the old hollow tree?
The same, master. And whenever you strike the flint of the magic tinderbox, I come to fulfill your wish.
Well, I'll be doggone, dog. Well, you must go and get me some more gold. Lots of it. So, when the big dog brought back more gold than the soldier could possibly spend in a very long time, our hero got another idea. That night, he bade the dog go fetch him the beautiful princess, and in less time than it takes to tell it, the faithful hound was off and back again with his precious burden. People were right about the princess. She was the most exquisite thing he had ever seen. And while she sat upon the huge dog's back, sound asleep, the soldier couldn't resist the impulse to kiss her. You see, he was a real soldier. Next morning, the princess told her parents of a dream she'd had, wherein she'd been kissed by a soldier, and remembering the old prophecy, they were very disturbed. The following night, when the big dog came and took the princess away again, the old nurse, who had been placed there to guard her, followed swiftly and marked a cross with a piece of chalk on the door of the house where they disappeared. But the smart dog, on coming out again, noticed the cross and marked all the other houses in the neighborhood so that it was impossible for the king and queen to know whom they should arrest. The queen was an old fox, though. The next night, she fastened a sack of flour with a hole in it to her daughter's back. That flour did the trick. It led them straight to the soldier, who was arrested and thrown into the royal dungeon. Poor boy. When he went to jail, he forgot to take his tinderbox. They were going to give him a first-class hanging with all the trimmings. Then, when he was just about to despair, a country bumpkin who had come to town to see the hanging stared up at his window.
Oh, there, boy!
What you want?
I'll tell you how you can make a bright new gold piece.
Who do I have to kill?
Nobody, silly. You just go to this address and bring me a little old tinderbox you'll find on the table. So the country boy was off and returned with the tinderbox just a few moments before the soldier was led out to the scaffold. The soldier was led out before the jeering populace. There must have been thousands of people there, and none of them knew why the poor soldier was to be hanged. But they didn't care. They were just glad to see someone hanged, because they never had much fun anyway.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye.
Know ye, good people who have gathered here this day, that it is the pleasure of our most gracious Lord and Sovereign, the King, that this soldier shall be hanged by the neck until he is quite dead. It is not stated why this soldier is to be hanged. That's the King's business. And so long as His Majesty is kind enough to put on a good form of hanging, it's not up to you people to question His Majesty's pleasure. So before you settle back to enjoy yourselves, let's have three rousing cheers for His Majesty.
My good people, thank you for your expression of loyalty and gratitude. It is a pleasure for me to be able to put on a good hanging for your enjoyment. And, while as the herald has said, it is none of your business why I am about to hang this wretch, I am feeling in a most gracious mood today, and so I'll tell you. This scoundrel has had the gall to make love to my daughter. You've all heard the old prophecy that she would one day marry a common soldier. Well, even if it is a perfectly good prophecy, I say to heck with it. I won't have it. And so I'm going to hang it. Rich, have you any last requests?
Please, sire. I only want to smoke my pipe. Just a few puffs.
Well, just to show you what a good fellow I am, your request is granted. Here, let me give you a light.
Oh, no, thank you, sire. I'll use my tinderbox.
What is your bidding, master?
Don't let them hang me. Sick 'em, dog. Sick 'em. Sick 'em.
And working as fast as green lightning, the big dog first seized one and another of the members of the Supreme Court and tossed them so high into the air that they completely disappeared. And then he cleaned up on the city council, too. And then he went for the herald.
Oh, no, not me. No.
And the herald got the same treatment. Of course, by now, the king and all of his guards were pretty well scared. And His Majesty cried,
Oh, please spare me, please. I'll do anything, give you anything you ask.
Will you let me marry the beautiful princess?
No.
Okay, dog, sick 'em.
No!
And the king disappeared too, tossed up into the blue sky by the soldier's faithful dog.
Quiet, everybody. Quiet. Quiet. I guess you can all see who's boss around here now. From this day forth, I will be your king. And what's more, I'm going to marry your beautiful princess this very day.
And that's just what he did. And do you know, they lived happily ever after.